bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things.
All right. Hi, everyone. This is WKRP Live, and I'm your host, Cedric Miller. And we have that song, Bigger, with a very extraordinary guest. And her name is Miss Ja'Kalyn Carr, with the number one album on the gospel charts. It is, man, it is so extremely a blessing and a privilege to have her here. And I'm going to take it away by introducing Miss Ja'Kalyn Carr. Ja'Kalyn, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I am so grateful to have you on this stage here today. I am so thankful for you accepting my request to come on, because your song Bigger has truly been a blessing. When I first heard it, me and my wife, we were driving. I'm like, wow, that sounds like Ja'Kalyn Carr. And truly enough, that was you. And first off, I want to ask you, I know God inspired that song and the revelation of it, but how did you come up with just Bigger? And the words for it was truly a blessing.
One thing we have to understand is so many times that we're going through things and we're experiencing things, and sometimes the enemy will have us focusing on our issue to where we forget about the one who can pull us out of our issues. And he will try to supersize our problems to where it seems like it's too big for us to overcome. But this song is to help remind us that it does not matter what we're going through. God is so much bigger than that. He's so big, we can't even fathom how big he is.
Amen.
You know, and there's so many different sides of Christ that we have not even experienced yet. And so that's how big our God is. And so whenever you are in a point of your life where you feel like it is impossible for you to overcome this mountain, for you to overcome whatever you're going through, you look at your mountain, you look at your circumstances and say, if God is bigger than the universe, he's so much more bigger than you.
That is so true. And I just thank God for the anointing that he has upon your life at such a young age, you know. And another song that really touched me as well is Your Greater Is Coming from your oldest. I mean, it is just, God is truly using you in a mighty way. And I look and I see your ministry. I watch on Facebook. You're at different conferences and different churches. And I'm like, God, you are really using her to be a great evangelist in the kingdom. And, you know, and now I see also September the 15th through the 18th, you're having a Thirsties Women's Conference. Tell us something about that.
Well, I'm going to be at a Thirsty Women's Conference. So I'm excited about that. I'm traveling every week, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether it's through preach word or through song. So yes, I'm excited to know. It's an amazing feeling to know how God is allowing me to be able to do what I do, not just because it's a gift, but I'm seeing the fruit, you know, of my labor. I'm hearing the testimonies of how much people are being blessed. You know, traveling is not in vain. People are constantly inboxing me and telling me how much my ministry has been a blessing and an inspiration to them. And that's the reason why I do what I do. So, yeah, every week I'm traveling the world, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ through preach word and through song.
Amen. That is so awesome. And also, you know, I know by you living this life of Christ, I know you might go through personally, as we all do, many tests and trials and everything else. And I know that you have some great testimonies. What would you tell another person that's maybe looking to get into the gospel music industry genre? What would you tell them the first thing that they need to do, and as well as to follow their dreams and ambitions that God has given them?
Number one, you got to make sure it's what God is calling you to, because a lot of times you can be doing what you know how to do, but not what you're called to do. Once you're doing what you're called to do, God would allow everything else to fall in place. Number two, you've got to make sure you're covered. You can't just be out there, you know, because you got to understand there's so many wolves, so many devils that are waiting to be unleashed to destroy you. And so you got to make sure that you have the right people in your ear, the right people covering you, pushing you to success, the people who don't agree to your wrong, you know, but they're holding you accountable for what you're declaring and who you are trying to be in God. And then I'm a three, you got to remember, things does not happen overnight. Now, we wish they do, and we bless God if God does do something like that. You know what I mean? We're going to bless God. But, you know, you got to know it's a process. You got to go through. You got to go through your waiting stage, allowing God to prepare you and getting you ready for what you're asking for. Because we got to understand God is not going to release us into something that we cannot handle. And I'm just the type of person, God, if I cannot handle it, I want to stay right here until you prepare me for it. I'll let you finish preparing me for where you're taking me to. And so you got to remember, you got to make sure that God, that you are fully equipped and ready for where you, for what you're asking for and for where you're trying to go in life. Keep the right people around you. And I think those are some of the things that helped me get me to where I am on today.
Amen. That is so true. Like, I know a lot of people who are inspired, they feel like it was a God-given thing, whether it's ministry, whether they're singing, whatever. But then when things does not go their way, they feel like that God has let them down, or that it's just, I don't know, they just feel like they just shut down. And that's a good point that you just made. You know, you have to make sure that this is truly the call that God has on your life to do it.
Right.
Adventure, because like you said, there's so many people out there. I know some folks call them haters, and you know the enemy can use to just try to deter the gift and try to block them. You know, by whether it's telling them that it's not possible or they can't do it, which is true. But you know, it is a great thing. You're a great testimony of how God is really using you. Because I don't know if people might have tried to maybe tell you in a thing that maybe, well, you're too young, you can't do that. I don't know if it, that has happened or not.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people go through that. And I just pray that most people who are listening, well, you heard this from Ja'Kaylin Carr, that make sure. Go ahead, Ja'Kaylin.
I was going to say, and you know what? A lot of times we can try to get other people to believe in us or to see what we see. But you got to understand is it is not our job to do that. God is going to handle all of that. You just make sure you're obeying the voice of God and you're doing what God has called you to do. Of course, everybody's not going to believe at the beginning, you know, but when they start seeing you flourishing and you blossoming into something great, then everybody
is
alone, you know. But even in that beginning stage, you got to stay focused and you got to keep destiny on your mind in the midst of negativity, in the midst of hearing all, you know, all types of crazy stuff, people saying you shouldn't be doing it, you can't do it. You got to keep pushing and let God take care of them.
That is so true. That is so true, Ja'Kaylin. I mean, with Bigger taking off, man, it is like totally on number one on the charts. What is the next thing for Ja'Kaylin Carr? What's the next thing? What is the next thing that you're about to do?
Well, I'm working on actually a few things that I cannot just speak of just yet.
I got you.
But all I can say is something big is about to happen.
Watch out now. Something big is about to happen, and that is so great. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with our very special guest, Mr. Ja'Kaylin.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainesville Plaza, Hainesville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
many know that things are working out for you? Things are working out for you. Things are working out for you. I know it seems so hard, and I know it looks so dark. I know the way has been long, but things are working out for you. Things are working out for you. Do you believe?
We're back with WKRP Live, and that was a song from someone's going to be on the show as well, Pastor Christy Davis Nelson. God's working it out. But we're back with our very special guest, Ms. Ja'Kalyn Carr. And as we were talking with Ja'Kalyn, she was also saying about different things, and we were talking about don't give up and make sure that it's God's calling you to do certain things. Ja'Kalyn, here's a quick thing I would love to ask you. You know, there's so many pastors and preachers coming, different things that are being, and I'm being like, okay, and you know, the Bible says there's so many people that come in the name of the Lord, but really, I'm putting it like this, uncalled. And how do you feel about certain things where there's so much now, there's so many churches, and there's so many people coming, pastors and preachers and different things that are starting to just fall into the ministry? I don't know if they're just doing it for just, I don't know if they're just called. Let me just put it like that to be nice. But how do you feel about different things like that? I know you've probably seen certain things or experienced, you know, about right now there are a lot of churches and different people that's just popping up, and now people are like torn about which religion is this, and there's a lot of things going on in the spiritual realm. So how do you feel about that?
Well, me personally, I feel like it's not up to me to, well, let me say this first, it's wrong, but it's not up to me to judge them, because I feel like if it's not what God has called you to do and you're not in it for the right reason, God is going to take care of them better than what we can. You know, and so it's just our job to just make sure that, you know, to pray for them and, you know, to make sure that this is what God has called them to be. If not, you know, we can't do anything about it anymore.
That is true.
You know what I mean? We just have to step back and let God do what he's going to do, because he can do what we can't do. You know what I mean?
That is so true.
It's not my job to judge them. I just pray for them and pray for their hearts, and that God would turn their hearts back to him, and that, you know, they would just cry out to God, you know, and that's all I can do, and just let God do the rest.
Amen. That is so true. I didn't mean to put you on the fire with that, but just wondering, I know, because you are Jacalyn Carr, and there are a lot of teens, even my daughter, she really looks up to you, and she's a big Jacalyn Carr fan, which a lot of young people are, and they see the anointing on your life, and I'm like, that is so incredible. Because that, to me, lets them know that, hey, they can achieve something in life without having to do alternate things, excuse me. You know, like living like the world. You can live in Christ and be blessed and anointed, and
right.
God will raise you
Absolutely.
Up, you know? You know, because there's so many people out there, they're looking to other ways of being successful in life instead of letting God do it. Like you said, patience. You know, that patience thing, you have to wait on God. And some of us, you know, even myself sometimes, I'm impatient. I'm like, okay, Lord, I prayed about this. Why isn't this moving this way? But like you're saying, you know, the patience, you know, we have to persevere and wait on God's time, because his timing is not always on ours. But I said that to let every young person or anybody know that, you know, I thank God for this woman of God that God is really using around the world, and people are just blown away. I'm speaking of the God in you, you know, because that is truly a blessing. Because I know in life, even though you are up there in the celebrity status, you know, we all go through certain things, but I thank God that you're letting him lead you and guide you,
Amen.
You know, and to be a great blessing, which you are. Your ministry is awesome. I was listening to you the other day, and I'm like, my God. I was like, asleep. I was like, who is that? And I'm like, that's Jacalyn Carr. I'm like, you were ministering on fire. Man, let the Lord have his way. You know, people need that now. They really do.
Yes.
You know, they really need that, because the world is in so much turmoil. You know, there's a lot of things going on right now. And God is letting the anointing that you have on your life, your music is just truly awesome, you know? I mean, when
Amen.
Did you start?
Thank you.
I know you've been singing a while, but when did it first come into you in knowing that God was really using you? At what age, really?
I always knew that the hand of the Lord was upon my life. I always knew that God would use me to do great things. You know, I come from a singing family. I come from a preaching family. And, you know, I always said, well, my parents, too, they always said the mantle has to fall on someone. And so God had favored me to be able to catch that mantle, both of them. And I started singing at the age of 5. And at the age of 13, I started preaching. And then, you know, that's when, about a year and a half later, after I started preaching, that's when God expanded my music ministry to the world through the song Greater is Coming. So the world really didn't know me as a singer until I accepted my calling of preaching. And that goes back to what I was saying about, we got to learn how to make sure we're in purpose and we're doing what we're called to do. Because once we're doing what we're called to do, everything else that we want to do, that we know how to do, you know, it's going to fall in place anyway. And so God had just, you know, just say, you do this, and I'm going to take care of the rest. And that's exactly what he did.
Amen. You know, I know your time is very short. You're a busy young lady, and I know, like, I have looked at one of your posts the other day, you said you have finally one day of rest. I think it was on that Monday, I believe. And I'm like, okay, because you have been busy. But if there's one thing now that you can tell my listener, or my wife, Elena Miller, she loves your music. I mean, and we hope to have you back in Alabama real soon. Real soon.
Yes,
I hope you'll be coming back this way. Yeah.
Actually, I'll be in Montgomery. I'll be in Montgomery, Alabama next Sunday morning.
Awesome. Where are you going to be? Tell us about it.
It's a conference that this church is having. Don't let the stilettos fool you. And then, of course, if you follow me on my social media, I already posted it, but I'll post it again just to keep you guys more informed about it. But it is going to be in Alabama Sunday morning.
Okay, great. So, hey, you guys heard that. Mr. Taylor Carr will be in Montgomery, Alabama, Sunday morning. Don't want to miss that. Next Sunday morning. I'm sorry. Yeah, next Sunday morning. So she's going to post it again. Hopefully, let me know as well so I can post it with WKRP Live so we can let a lot of people know about that.
Absolutely.
Because that's great. I'm glad I brought that up. I really am. But like I said, it has been a blessing for you to be on my show. And before I let you go, if you have a word from the Lord, whatever, let the Holy Spirit have his way with you. Tell the people something that they need to hear, that God is putting in your heart or whatever at this time. Let those people know that they're struggling with something. Just let them know.
One thing I want you to understand is, as we can see, as we can hear, there's a lot of things that is going on around us. Every time you turn on the TV, when you turn on the radio, it's just something going on. But you cannot allow that to detour you away from where God desires for you to be in life. Remember, there are promises that God has made you. There are words that God has released over your life. You got to stay focused. You got to continue to fight. It does not matter what may go on around you, even in your own household. You got to keep pushing, and you got to keep on your mind. There is destiny with my name on it, and I refuse to allow the enemy to rob me in the name of Jesus. And I just declare that what God is doing for you and through you, the greatness that God is releasing you into, it is not going to take long for him to get you there. I declare that once you allow God's will to be done in your life, I declare that you're going to get there quicker than you could ever imagine. I speak blessings over you and your family. I speak blessings over every single parent home, over every child, over every mother, every father. I decree in the name of Jesus that the favor of God that is upon your life, it is too strong to be denied. You are closer than what you think. You cannot give up. You cannot turn around. Because remember, there is destiny with your name on it.
Amen and amen. Jatayla, thank you so much. And please come back again, and I would love to talk to you more in the future about how God is blessing you. And you have a blessed day. And thank you again for being on our show, WKRP Live. And on that note, we're going to go to another commercial break, and we're going to play her song as she's leaving out. Thank you so much, Jatayla. And you have a blessed
day. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainesville Plaza, Hainesville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
All right. Man, that was an awesome interview with Ms. Jatayla Carr. Jatayla, again, thank you so much. And we also are supposed to be having another guest that we are trying to get in touch with, Pastor Christy Davis Nelson, with Things Are Working, an awesome song, and which we will probably hear from her pretty soon. But until then, you know, I want to talk about certain things that's going around. This election, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. The election is really, really the most weirdest one I've ever heard of or ever seen. But I'm hoping I'm hoping, because I'm not a big Trump fan, that so who else do we have to vote for? Miss Hillary Clinton. Well, I don't know. I'm just hoping whoever that God does elect, which will not be Donald Trump, you know, that will help our nation and not hurt it. You know, because right now we're going through so many things that's going around in the world. People need help. There are a lot of people going through Medicare cutback, a lot of things. But I just pray that we have a president to bring the nation together instead of separate us, you know, with the divide. Because there's a lot of killing going on. There's a lot of things. And I was so surprised in looking at how many people that used to be with the Clinton administrative have died, been assassinated. I don't know. But there's a lot of things going on. But all we can do is pray and ask God to continue to guide us. And with that note, that who's ever in life, who's ever going through something out there, you know, you feel like you're destitute. You feel like, man, there's no hope. There is a hope. Jesus is the answer. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come unto him unless he beckons you. You know, God is a God. He's a forgiving God. No matter you've done whatever in your life, he will forgive you of all your sins. You look to him, and he will. You know, he'll bless you. He's not an accuser. He's not like men. You know, like God told Samuel when he was about to anoint David to be king. He said, you look at the outer, but God, he looks at our heart. So, you know, there's nothing you've done under the sun that God will not forgive you of. So, you know, whatever you might be going through in life right now, whether it's financially, physically, you know, God is a healer. He will heal whatever you're going through in life. Relationship matters, give it to God, you know. And I don't come on here to be an evangelist preacher. No, I'm just a guy that has tried Jesus. And I know that he will work out things, you know. Just like she's saying, some things in life, like Kayla said, some people, you know, they can't see you right then as being a somebody. But until God puts his hands on you, start raising you up, then everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon. I know that personally. And, you know, but I say this to you. If you're not with me while I was growing and had nothing, to come up from nothing to something, then why do you expect to be with me now when God is flourishing me? You know, that's just some food for thought. And on that note being said, we're going to go to a commercial break right quick with the song from Pastor Christy Davis Nelson. And we'll be back with WKRP Live.
How many know that things are working out for you? Things are working out for you. Things are working out for you.
I
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
All right, we're back live with WKRP Live. And my special guest, host Pastor Christy Davis Nelson, she is here live. Christy, how are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
All right. You know, early in the morning, when the devil starts messing, God is still going to be blessed, ain't he?
Amen.
Amen. And that song, you know, I love it. You know, when I first received it, I had it for a couple of days, and then someone told me, go listen to it. And I listened to it. It's a blessing. Because at that time, I was going through something at the time, and me and my wife would listen to that. And she's like, I like that song. I said, you know what? I do, too. It touches you. You know, what was your inspiration for that, for writing that? And, I know God was, but give us more detail about it.
Well, actually, it was about 5 years ago when I actually wrote mm-hmm. that song, and okay. I was going through some things myself, and God gave me that song not only to encourage myself, but to encourage others that, you know, may have felt like giving up, throwing in the towel, feeling like, God, when are you going to answer? When are you going to do it? And so he gave me that song in the midst of my own trials and different things that I was going through.
Awesome. That is so awesome, because it's a very, you have to listen to the words and the music is awesome, but you know, it is something that he's working it out for you. No matter what state, what situation you might find yourself in, you know, it's like the song, it just takes you, let you know it's going to be all right. And
yes.
I'm like, I gotta have her on my show. Because
praise God.
Like,
thank you.
Yeah.
For inviting me.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Oh, most definitely. Like I said, I had to have her on a show. You know, God is good. He will put you in where I'm going to tell you, like a Joseph experience. God always has a butler there to open the door for what we can do. God will do. You know, he's
most
greater.
Certainly. Yes. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen. You know, and I know you're not new to this, because you also had another song previous to that as well that I listened. I'm like, wow. You know, and so tell us what you're doing now, and are there any concerts and work? What is next for Pastor Christy Davis Nelson? Talk to us. Let us know.
We're working on a project that we did in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
When I was okay. pastoring a church called Jesus in Me Ministry.
Okay.
And yeah. we've had requests for those songs that were produced during that time. And so we're going to do that. We have another worship hymn continued project that we're working on. And
okay.
we're working on other songs to go with Things Are Working Out for You.
All right. That is awesome. That is, and also, you pastor. Tell the people also about where your church and where you're located.
We are located in Texarkana, Texas. The name of mm-hmm. the church is True Word Ministries. My husband, Apostle Stephen Nelson, is the
okay.
senior pastor and apostle, and I am the what you call co-pastor, as you would
Amen.
Say. And we are there and in Texarkana, Texas, I said. And so, yeah, we have ministry there. We live
awesome.
On the Arkansas side. Texarkana is a bi-state, bi-city, bi-state. So we live on the Arkansas side, but pastor on the Texas side. And we travel, my husband and I travel a lot ministering and singing, preaching.
That's
and that's
great,
what
because,
we
you know,
do.
That's awesome, because I know things right now is needed for such a time as this. Like I was talking with Jalen Carr, you know, there's so much going on in the world, and people need some people come with some positivity into their life instead of negativity, you know?
Yeah.
And because there's like, all you have to do is turn on the news, and man, there's either killing, there's turmoil, there's earthquake, there's fire, there's a lot of things going on, and people, you know. And one thing that I'm an advocate with is with the mental health thing and countering against suicide. You know, a lot of people are depressed. They're going through depression,
yeah,
anxiety, you know, and it's all to me. It's a spiritual thing that the enemy is pressing God's people with. And, you know, medicine is good too, but I know the power of prayer, you know, it's effective, you know, and I know that. Some people, like I was talking to some people in the medical world, they said they have some people that go through all these anxieties, they need to stay on medication from here to eternity. But I don't believe that. I know that God is a healer, you know?
Amen.
And I really
Amen.
Do, you know, because we go through a lot in life, and the enemy tries to tear God's people down. But when there's a word, you know, coming from you, Pastor, or other people, just sometimes people just need a word to hear, a word from God.
Well, one thing I know.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
One thing I know. How do I address you, minister? You pastor yourself?
No. I'm just C. Miller. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But I love the Lord. I love the Lord.
Yeah, Mr. C. Miller. That is what I was getting ready to say. Also, I have participated in some movies and dramas and stage plays. We do that.
Great.
Our record label, CDL Records, the theme of the record label or the motto is promoting the word of God through gospel music. And so we intertwine all of that. And if I can say anything to the listening audience, in this day and hour, we have got to know that we know that we know that God is real.
Amen.
And if we know that God is real, then there's no devil in hell that can move us from that. And then when we know that, then they say, them that know their God, come on, shall be strong and do exploits.
Amen.
So, God, I'm like what Paul told Timothy, to stir up every gift that you have, everything, every talent that God has given you. It's time to stir it up. It's time to get out there in the trenches. And it's time to compel the people to come to God, to let them know that you can make it through that, that God has not forgotten about you. Things are working out for you. It doesn't matter what it looked like. It doesn't matter what the devil told you. But you can know that you know that you know, because God is God, that things are working out for you, because he said all things work together for good to them that love him and to them that are called according to his purpose. So I just believe that today people need that hope to know that God has not forgotten about you. God is still on the throne. And just like the same old stale lie that the devil told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, that God just didn't want you to be like, you know, gods and didn't want to, he's telling the same old stale lie today. So people need to know God is real, that God is concerned about everything that they're going through, that there's nothing that they're going through that he does not see.
Amen. That is so true. That is so true, you know. And it's like I said, no matter what, you know, the people going through whatever, because we all go through, myself, wife, anybody, you know. But I believe that for such a time as this, people need to be with positive people. They need that positivity, even from the churches. You know, I know some churches seem to be like backing away from certain things. I don't know why that is, because I know that a lot of people are hurting in different areas of life and different things, and certain things are going on around the world, but it seems like the church is kind of quiet. You know, it's like I'll be saying, like, the enemy is trying to devour people, God's people. I'm like, where's the church on certain things, you know?
Many have lost hope, and the devil has stolen the joy of their salvation. Many, and, mm-hmm. and you know, have the love of many, the Bible declares that it will wax cold because of sin. And that's another passion that God has given me on that note right there. I know you didn't, you're not interviewing me to preach, but I just want to put that in there. Sin, the Bible says, because of sin, the love of many will wax cold. And so God has given me songs to try to bring the people of God back into a place. Worship is really my pulse, okay? That song, Things Are Working Out For You, it came inspired by the Lord. But if you want to really see me at full fruition, give me some worship.
Watch out.
Give me some worship. I am a worshiper. And that's what God is searching for, them that will worship him in spirit and in truth. But how can we worship him in spirit and in truth if we don't know the truth, first of all, and if we do not have his spirit? So the songs that God has inspired and given me is to provoke people to come back, to be hot for God. Because if he said, if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. And if people have lost hope, if they're dwindling in their faith, and some of them are barely believing, they got one foot in, one foot out. I mean, how can you be on fire, and how can you be positive? How can you even be zealous about the things of God when you're in here, but you're still looking back?
That's true.
Thinking Egypt is better. My concern for the church is that the church would first get a personal relationship with God themselves.
Amen.
That they will be rooted and grounded so that they will not be pulled away by the things that we've got going on. Notice in the song it says that, hold on, my brother and my sister, keep the faith. Keep the faith. That's many are losing the faith. Many are throwing in the towel. Many are giving up.
That's so true. They really are. And that's my prayer. Like I said, I'm an advocate. I believe that, you know, and in this day and age, it takes people like, you know, I know there's counseling, different other people, but it takes someone, you know, that has a prayer life to really, you need a prayer partner. You need someone that really loves the Lord. You know, don't go to a person that's negative, and that you need somebody that really loves God and won't talk about your situation, what you're going through with no one else but just you and them. You know, let God lead you. That's my thing with that. And you are so right, Pastor. At this day and age, you're right. And that song, Working Out, I just love it. And you mentioned something. You said you're not here to preach, but, you know, on my show, we let God have his way. You know, as long as it's about God and you're talking positive things, I don't mind. You know, this is what it's about. You know, this is God's thing. WKRP Live, that's his thing. You know, because I came from just starting to God flourishing. You know, this is his project. And, you know, and he lets me be a steward of it. You know, and I thank him for it.
Amen.
You know, I really do.
The facilitator. You know,
there you go. Well, that's it.
I appreciate you and what you are doing for the kingdom of God.
God,
I appreciate that.
Amen.
And I know that God is going to bless you in your endeavor as long as you hear and obey what he's telling you to do. And I thank God for you.
Amen. I thank God for you and your ministry, and especially, like I said, that song, it was like a right now thing at that time and that period. I heard it. I'm like, okay, God. And believe it or not, things were actually turning around.
Yes,
turning
I heard
around,
that.
Person. Yes,
that's the result that certain people have gotten from that song as they begin to believe that things, you know, we got to believe it. You know what I'm saying? We got to believe it, and then we got to know it. We got to know it,
that
things are working out for us. It may not be what we thought it would be, but if we want the will of God, you got to, sometimes we got to get out of the way and say, okay, God, I'm sick of me. Move me out of the way so that you can do what you want to do with my life. You created me. You have a purpose. You have a plan for my life. So please help me get out of the way so you can fulfill that purpose and that plan that you have for me. And I tell you, we believe that things are working out because God said that they would. And that's why we can believe that he said it.
Amen.
Said it in his word.
And that's right. And if he said it, it's going to come to fruition. I don't care what hell or high water, what the enemy tries to paint a picture, it ain't going to happen. It's going to happen. And that's where they go.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Pastor, we having some church up in here.
God is good. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
to
God.
All the time. Yes, ma'am.
And if I can do anything, go on. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say, I truly thank you for coming on the program and for people, you know, like they said, well, the enemy meant for evil, God will turn that thing around and make it for your good.
Yes, he will.
You know, yes, he will.
Even to the point my phone messing up just before the show, I tell you, you know what. But that's okay.
That's what I was saying.
That's
but
okay.
You know what? Persistent.
Okay.
We have to be persistent. That's right. That's
you
right.
Know.
It still worked out.
It worked out. Yes, it did. It worked out. And I said, God, I thank you.
That's right.
But you know, the enemy's on his job, so we got to get on our job.
Yes, we do.
We got to get on ours. And that's my endeavor, to do all that God has called me to do in everything that he has given me, from the singing to the acting to the... And I'm a teacher. I've taught for 27 years. So all of that, I'm stirring it all up and making it work for the good, for the kingdom purpose. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And I thank you for taking our time to be on the show today. And we hope to have you back with hearing about future, your other projects and everything that's coming to fruition, you know, if God is working out for you. And
amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And we're about to close on WKRP Live, but I do want to say this. If you want to say anything, Pastor, to somebody right now that's in a ministry and it seems like a struggle and they feel like that they're not called, but they have been chosen, what would you tell them at this time?
I would tell them to get your eyes off of your circumstances and off of your situations.
Mm-hmm.
And look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. If God called you, he's justified you. He's equipped you. He's glorified you. And so you look unto him for the strength and the guidance. He has provision for the vision. So your eyes and your focus need to be on him, because he's the one that's going to bring it all to pass in your life.
Amen. Amen. Well, on that note, this has been WKRP Live, and I thank everyone for listening. And again, thank you, Jacqueline Carr, for coming on the show. Awesome woman of God. And you too, Pastor Christy Davis Nelson. Awesome.
God,
I thank God,
God bless
you as well. We got to have you back. And coming in another week, we will have Nicole C. Mullen, I Know My Redeemer Live, awesome song. And also a friend of Donnie McClurkin. We're going to talk about their, not engagement, which he clarified that, but we're going to talk about a lot with her. So if you will, join us in another week. This is WKRP Live, and I'm C. Miller, and thank you all again. God bless.
How many know that things are working out for you?